The Jaguars have a franchise quarterback. You're saying you already knew that? No, they really have a franchise quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has arrived. I'll talk to you in depth about what I mean and what that statement means just a second here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tony Wiggins here with the Locked On Jaguars podcast. We thank you for joining us here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. And we thank you, as always, for making us your first listen. Got to let you know, too, it's free on all platforms. Wherever you're listening to this right now or wherever you are able to listen to it or watch it on YouTube, it's absolutely free. Make sure you tap in, like, and subscribe as well. I'm going to be Captain Obvious. The Jaguars have a franchise quarterback. There, I said it again. Trevor Lawrence has arrived. I've said that again. You're going, duh. No. Because we had a franchise quarterback. If you think back when they drafted him and they picked him, everyone says they finally got their guy. When this year started and he won a couple of games, especially one playing in LA against Justin Herbert, the Jaguars got their guy. But did the Jaguars have the guy that they have right now? No, they did not. He was physically here, but it had not manifested itself yet. It's just like if you go outside and you plant an orange seed and a tree grows, well, you don't have any oranges, but you know they're there. And that's the way it was. Well, now that orange tree has blossomed and it's time to harvest and they're big, orange, juicy, and sweet. Trevor Lawrence has arrived. And what I mean by that is, of course, he's going to continue to learn. Of course, he's going to continue to develop and get better. But I'm telling you right now, the guy that has played the last 3 weeks isn't going anywhere. So who is that? And where does he rank? And who does he remind me of? In segment 2 and 3, I'm going to tell you all of that stuff. But right now, I'm going to tell you the significance of the fact that we talked earlier the year about the variance between his best performances, which showed you a glimpse of what you actually saw this weekend, and those bad or poor performances that made you scratch your head and say, why on earth did he do that, right? I said that that gap from game to game, from play to play, from quarter to quarter, had to shrink and get smaller, because what the great ones do is they rarely make a mistake. It's not, well, we're going to do it this drive and then we're going to have a three and out this drive. No, that's not how it works. How it works is with the great quarterbacks, when they do something wrong, you're like, oh, I ain't seen that in a while. Oh, he's human. So I think we're getting to the point with Trevor Lawrence where you're going to expect, and this is the critical part of it, week after week when he walks out of that tunnel, you're going to know what you're going to get. And that's what the great ones do. You know, at the very, very least, he's going to be above average, right? Or he's just going to have a rough day. And here's the critical part. Or if he has a bad day, or if he has an off day, you know it's got to be somebody else's fault, because he wouldn't do that just for, like Aaron Rodgers right now. You know he's injured. There's no way, either that or he's gotten old, right? But you know he's hurt, because there's no way he misses wide open receivers. It just doesn't happen. And that's why people are making such a big deal out of it. There's going to be a lot of y'all that says, Wig, slow down, pipe down, chill out, relax, you're jumping the gun. You're going to put roots on him. He's going to start, you know, going. You're putting black magic on him. It'll turn around. He's still young. No, you pipe down. I'm not piping down, because this is what's called being compelling, okay? This is what's called, at some point when you see it, you recognize it and you know what it is. And then when you don't see other things, you know that they're gone. I don't think these things are gone until next week, or until they're not. I think the sporadic play and the growth spurt, I think it's gone for good. Doesn't mean he's never going to fall off a bike, but it does mean that every day he comes outside, he's going to try to ride it without training wheels. Before, he was up and down, up and down, up and down, falling, coming in with busted knees. Now, the training wheels are in the top of the closet, right? he doesn't even want him on anymore. That's the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is I think Jaguar fans and everybody else around the NFL, y'all about to see a decade of stellar quarterback play right here in Duval County, right here in Jacksonville. And we knew this day was coming. We hoped for it. And I think the word hope and wish, those words, those are the things now that I believe in your football DNA, if you're a Jaguars fan, are gone when it comes to Trevor. No more hoping, no more wishing, no more waiting, no more anticipating. It's here. You will come to the game expecting him to be good. What does that mean for the team? They will do the same thing. And what does that do for the players? That'll make them up their game. And this is what I'm getting at. When he's played well, and especially in this stretch, they've played well. You saw him the other day, and you saw guys doing things that you haven't seen. Zay Jones, Christian Kirk catching passes over the middle, Jamichael Hasty, a backup running back. Why was that able to happen? You know why that was able to happen? Because they believe in number 16. It all starts with the confidence that they have. Doug Peterson's play calling. Even the defense stepped up at times and could play instinctively, not having too much pressure on them, thinking that, oh, we got to make the perfect play. We got to make the perfect play. No, just play football. If you give up a play or if they score, oh, we good. Our dude's going to take us down. We're going to score right back. Because normally to win games when you're down by 2 scores or 9 points as the Jaguars were, you score, stop, score. How many times did y'all see, like over the years, I'll give you an example, the Miami Hurricanes when they had Willis McGahee, it was 27-14. They scored, stopped FSU, scored again, 128-27. When you're down 2 scores, that's usually the formula in the fourth quarter. Score, stop, score. The Jaguars didn't do that. They scored. Baltimore went down, and they held them to a field goal. So Baltimore did get points. That made the Jaguars not be able to win the game with a field goal. They had to score another touchdown, and you had already seen Trevor Lawrence score a touchdown, right? He did it again. He did it twice in about 8 minutes. To me, that sent the message that we're not resting and we're not stopping right here where that one touchdown was. And I could have had a moral victory, but no, that ain't enough. I need all mine. Give me all my chips with dip, and we're going to score this touchdown. And guess what? We're going for 2, and we're going to make it. I'm telling you, him playing that way, he was the catalyst for everything Jacksonville the other day, for all of this stuff. It all started and stopped with him, Trevor Lawrence, and that's going to continue from here on out. Now, so what I'm going to get into, I'm going to tell you how, from a team building perspective, this should help Trent Baalke. And I know I just said that, and y'all going to sit here and go, did you just say that? Yeah, because now, if it doesn't help Trent Baalke, I'm going to be all over him just like I've been all over him, because when you know you have that guy, it should help you in free agency. And it should help because guys don't want to play with a guy like that for the next, 4 or 5 years of their career, even on defense. And it should definitely help you in the draft as well, because the draft is always easier when you have a quarterback, because now you don't have to get desperate. You really just take the best player available, regardless of position. It's easy to draft when Patrick Mahomes is your guy. It's easy to draft when Lamar Jackson is your guy or Joe Burrow is your guy. It should also be equally easy now that Trevor Lawrence has arrived. That roller coaster is not flipping up and down anymore. It has arrived back safely, and it's at its destination, and we should be very, very happy about that. I want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Turo. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia. Book a spacious SUV or minivan for a family road trip. Get a classic or luxury car for a special event, birthday, or holiday. That's more my speed. Find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just need to get from A to B. My boy James Rapine went on a road trip and drove that electric vehicle. I hope James actually had his hand on the wheel, but he drove that vehicle. I think he drove a Tesla, and he says he absolutely loved it. Many tarot hosts can even deliver the car right to you, all right? Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Forget about boring rental cars and find your drive at Tarot. It's TURO.com. Today's show is also sponsored by Audible. Let me tell you something, man. I love when NFL players, especially those great players, let you in a little bit and get you behind the veil and tell you great stories from their career. And Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love because I love them. Find Block Forever now wherever you get your podcast. What is Block Forever? I'll let you know. Block Forever is a brand new podcast from former NFL All-Pro Ryan Khalil and Audible. Khalil takes the conversation about football to the next level where he talks to guys like Christian McCaffrey. And Christian McCaffrey tells you his love-hate relationship with fantasy football. I want to hear that one. And Juju, with his crazy self, Juju Smith-Schuster, that is going to give his honest opinion about other players and positions in the league. Ryan also has guests discuss topics like player psychs, sports betting, playing through pain, being a leader, and how to deal with combative teammates. There's nothing that's out of bounds on this podcast with Ryan Khalil called Block Forever. Catch the full Block Forever series available wherever you get your podcast, available everywhere now. Audible, get in the game. Get in the game here with me every single day on Locked On Jaguars because it's your team every day. We thank you for making us your first listen. Trevor Lawrence arriving has made it easier, I believe, for the Jacksonville Jaguars to now do a bunch of team building. When you have a great player at the position that's the most important, you can draft players without worrying about handicaps and limitations at that position, right? There's a certain way that you know you have to move. There's a certain way that you have to move when your quarterback isn't very good. And these things are all sort of cumulative because we've been in a situation in the past here in Jacksonville where we had Blake Bortles. Shout out to Blake Bortles. I ain't trying to slander him, but Blake Bortles was not a great thrower of the quarterback, according to himself, right? So the Jaguars chose to build their team with defense and a power running game. You get it? Now, since your quarterback has no limitations, you can build your team to be combustible and explosive and proactive. Building your team to play defense and run the ball, to me, it limits you. It limits you because it wipes a whole bunch of people off the board that you know, you ain't got no need for them. Why would I draft a wide receiver if I can't and if I have nobody to get him the ball? Because we're not going to be explosive. We're not going to be taking that course of action. We're not going to play that way. When you have a quarterback that can do whatever, you're going to play whatever way you want to play. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to put that thing in the air and you want explosive athletes all around. I.e. the Kansas City Chiefs, right? I.e. San Francisco and the Miami Dolphins with their offense where they got a whole bunch of dudes that can shake and bake in the open field. Your offensive line, while you want them to be really, really good because you want that quarterback protected, they can be really good and agile and don't have to be a whole bunch of fat dudes that know how to block. Shout out to all the fat dudes because I'm one of them, but that's not the point. The point is it just opens things up and makes things so easy and so carefree if done correctly. So now I'm shining the light on you, Trent Baalke, a flashlight at high noon in the middle of the daytime saying, get it right. You can't screw this up. When you have Trevor Lawrence on a rookie contract, and I already think right now, I think coming into next year, he's going to be ranked in the top 10 of all the quarterbacks in the league. You better take advantage of it over the next 3 years. You have to get it right. You have to hit it right. I ain't going to say that. You got to keep it a family show. You got to Ross Jackson. Shout out to Ross Jackson. Don't kill me for that. But I ain't taking it out, by the way. But the thing is you can't screw this up. The only way you mess this up, bro, is if you just you got to be putting pimentos in potato salad to screw this up. You cannot mess this dish up if you're Trent Baalke. okay? Raisins and all of that over. Just do it the way it's supposed to be done, man. You got a great quarterback, pick players. Find the guys that want to be here, and I think they'll be plentiful. Find the guys that fit the team. And usually in the NFL, this ain't like college where you want to find guys that fit the culture. You know who fits culture? Dudes that can score touchdowns and dudes that can stop people from scoring touchdowns. But it gets so much easier when you have a great quarterback. And I think the Jaguars have to take that approach that they can't screw this up. They really, really, really have an opportunity now to do what Pittsburgh did for a number of years for Ben Roethlisberger. Protect him, get people that know how to catch, get people that can, if he has this talent, this arm talent, well, you need to get people that can go get it. You need to get people that are outwardly otherworldly good on the outside so he can throw balls that other teams can't even attempt to throw. Justin Herbert throws the ball just in the direction and vicinity of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Josh Palmer, and they catch it. There's some throws you can't even try to make if you don't have a good quarterback. Like, there's a bunch of things they're going to be able to do now they couldn't do with Blake Bortles or Gardner Minshew. This is where you really have to. Somebody says, would you take a wide receiver? I don't give a damn. I don't even know where they're going to pick. But wherever they're going to pick, I'm taking the best football player. If he's a wide receiver, I don't care who I already have on the team, I'm taking him. And they're probably going to get one, too. If they don't get him in the first round, they're going to get him in the second round. They're going to get a tight end. I'm cheering for the Musgrave kid from Oregon State. I keep telling everybody that. But they're going to get a tight end that knows how to be athletic and knows how to go get it. When you have a guy that can play above the X's and O's, you surround him with other people that play above the X's and O's. And you got the offensive staff. You got the coach that knows how to do that, too, and knows how to – he's going to up the ante on the way that he is going to call plays. So – all of that stuff was really, really important from a team building standpoint with Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to tell you who he reminds me of. I'll give you a hint. It's not just one person. It is not just one guy. Trevor reminds me of a lot of people. We'll talk about it in segment three. I must let you know that today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Talent Solutions. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the right people for your team faster and for free. My daughter got off active duty a little over a year ago, right? About 18 months ago. And she put her resume on LinkedIn and she had 2 weeks left to go in the Army. Guess what? Somebody called her. She went to work for that company the day she left active duty. And now she's a recruiter for another company, and guess what she uses? She uses LinkedIn to find the right applicants and line them up with the right people. What you need to do is go to LinkedIn, post your job, then add the purple hiring frame, hashtag hiring frame, to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview. All right, man, it's why small businesses rank LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires and leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to and do it faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Don't need no terms and conditions to be here with me, your boy, Tony Wiggins, as we are rolling along here with segment three, talking about Trevor Lawrence and his ascension to being a great quarterback and arriving. I've already established that I think coming into next season, he's going to be considered a top 10 quarterback, possibly even higher. I've already said that he might fall off the bike a little bit, but for the most part, he is going to constantly play better and constantly give you a chance to win every time he comes out of that tunnel. And I've also said that he, Trevor Lawrence, gives the Jaguars a chance to really, really be very, very, very special at team building. That's right, team building from this point forward, because it makes it easier when you have a quarterback. Now, I got to take a little bit of time here to let you guys know about Locked On Sports today. I got to tell you about it because I was on it already once this week. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Sports Today. It's a show where they bring all of the locals, the local experts here on Locked On, the biggest stories, combine them, and guess what? You get them in one great show. Make sure you check it out on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. So without much further ado, who does Trevor Lawrence remind me of? It's not one guy. It's two. Trevor Lawrence reminds me of two people. He reminds me of two people and two quarterbacks, as my son is sitting here outside my door. My bad. One of them is Peyton Manning. And I really think over the last couple of weeks, I've seen him grow to the point where I see a lot of the Peyton Manning skill set. I see a lot of the cerebral. I see a lot of the coach on the field. I really, 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 I'm really excited about that aspect of his game because I think that's who he sort of reminds me of when it comes to long-term potential. He's tall. Peyton was very tall. I'm seeing a lot of pre-snap stuff. I'm seeing a lot of identification. I see the ball comes out really, really fast. So not from an athletic standpoint, but from just a presence standpoint, he really, really does remind me a lot of Troy Aikman. The other guy that he reminds me of a little bit, not a ton, is Tony Romo. And the reason why is because early in Tony Romo's career, he's able to move and run and extend plays with his legs. And I think if you somehow take both of them and blend them together, you get a little bit of Trevor Lawrence. From an athletic standpoint, you know, Romo was one of those dudes. He could golf, he could play baseball, he could play basketball, he could do all of that kind of stuff. And I think Trevor is that type of player too. But more from a cerebral standpoint, do I see a little bit of Peyton Manning in him? And y'all thought I was going to say Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. No, because that would be super quarterback who's born in a cave in Wakanda somewhere. I'm taking the best of Peyton Manning and his cerebral play and his leadership and his presence. And then I'm using the Tony Romo legs and the whip it motion where the ball comes out really, really fast. And it just like, he just reminds me of the dude that if you go out and pick a kickball team, you're going to pick him first. Right. That's how I always view Tony Romo, an ultimate competitor. And a very, very smart guy, as you can tell from TV now. I don't think he ever got as much credit. So there you go. There's my comp for Trevor. It's like if Tony Romo and Peyton Manning had a baby. That's my assessment of him so far. And we've never seen anybody with that skill set in the NFL. So Trevor's arrived. The roller coaster ride is over. We are going to see. We're just coasting now. All right. We were talking about Turo earlier. You know, when you're a young quarterback, it's like being a Ferrari. Well, now we're in a minivan because now we're just going to coast. We're just going to ride. And this is what it's going to be. For 10 straight years, you don't want to take a Ferrari on a road trip from here to California, but you want that minivan. That when it needs to be a Ferrari, all you got to do is push the gas. That's what he is right now. It's going to be a smooth ride. Jaguar fans have waited a long time to have a franchise quarterback, and now you got what you asked for. You also get what you asked for with me every single day here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast, where it's your team every day. This is always your first listen, and I'll be back tomorrow. Matt Derry of Detroit Lions is hosting me for a Thursday crossover. I will have that for you in its entirety tomorrow, wherever you get your podcast. Me and Matt kind of look alike. We ain't got the same skin color, but you'll see all the salt and pepper, the hair, the beard, the whole thing, man. So that's my boy. And he knows your team very, very well. Don't be surprised if he starts mentioning the members of the media. He's gonna tell you stuff about your team because he does his homework, and that's just who he is. So Locked On Lions, Locked On Jaguars. Crossover, Thursday crossover brought by Prize Picks. That'll be tomorrow. Until then, you guys take care of each other. We'll see you next time here on Locked On Jaguars.